is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Waltip Tulip Road Rage. I appreciate all the contributions on the text line. It's amazing. Texter wrote this, Ramona. He writes, Alabama, -3 rushing yards. Me, 0 yards on the couch watching the game. I had a better rushing night than Alabama. Love hearing the truth from you, Walt. Exactly right. Exactly right. That's how bad it was. And Orange Bill points something else out that should be obvious, but it may not be to people. He did the game. He was the color guy for the game. So he knows exactly what happened to Alabama in that game. Again, no one knows better than him, but that's not what he said afterwards. He made it seem like somehow Alabama did not get blown out in the game. And then we heard, from Alabama too, and they were trying to make this distinction that, I mean, Kellen DeBoer, who, again, you can put him in the idiot category now, too. I mean, he's actually saying, things like, well, we didn't really get outplayed. It's just a bad break or two, and we were really playing pretty well. What on earth are you talking about, dude? What on earth are you talking about? You had your head handed to you right from the get-go. You were never competitive in any way, shape, or form. In fact, the only way you scored was when they called like 17 penalties on Georgia on a drive. That's the only way you actually scored. They had to put you in the end zone. They had to carry your sad offensive A right into the end zone with a whole series of big-time penalties against Georgia. That's the only way you scored at all. X just said, Georgia stomped a mud hole in them from the opening kick. Exactly. Exactly. By the way, Daredevil and Sarah, congratulations. 13 years. I can't believe they've been married 13 years, Ramona.
I know. Seems like just yesterday.
It does. I saw that and I thought that had to be a mistake. Do you not know how long you've been married?
I know.
That's crazy. Tallahassee Todd. Todd, how are you, Todd?
What's up, Walt? What's going on, man?
How you doing, Todd?
I got one thing to say, and this is all facts. Now, my team sucks, and I hope we have a better year. But didn't Florida State beat Alabama?
Yeah.
And that ain't good.
Yeah, that's true. That ain't good. That ain't good, but that doesn't count. What does count, Todd, is they can look back and find Alabama victories from the first half of the season. They count. But when you look back, make sure you hide that Florida State game because that doesn't count. So you can only go back so far to find games that count for Alabama. If you go all the way back to the first one, that doesn't count. But, it's funny. The first one counts for Notre Dame. The game Notre Dame lost counts against them at Miami in a 3-point loss, but Alabama getting blown out by crappy Florida State, that doesn't count.
I guess from how I see it, Walt, Herb Street got a propaganda. I don't see, honestly, I see Alabama getting put out soon, quick and early. I don't see Alabama winning no championship. I tell my people that at work, you guys got your butts whooped by Georgia. You're not winning no championship. You're not, okay, you won't win against no Texas Tech. You won't beat Oregon. You won't beat Indiana. You won't beat Ohio State. You're not beating anybody.
Yeah,
Alabama is a fraud.
Yeah, I don't know if they beat Oklahoma. We'll see. I mean, I'm not, to be honest, I don't love Alabama or Oklahoma. Someone will win that game. And then the winner's going to play Indiana, and Indiana's going to drag them.
Okay, I got two quick predictions.
Yeah.
Clemson went to Pinstripe Bowl 28-17. Dallas could be our year, not this year, but next year. North Carolina would not be going to the we won't be the first in for a while. We have a good team. We'd be the good Kansas team and a good Kentucky team. North Carolina is back. I see we will not be back in Chapel Hill like we was last year. LeBron James, he kind of retires after this year. Lakers take it all. And thank you, Walt.
Take what all?
Lakers going to win it all this year, man.
In basketball? In the NBA?
Sir, yes, sir.
How long you been telling me that crap, Todd?
I believe that this could be their year.
Of course you do. Of course you do, Todd. All right, Todd, good luck with that.
All right. Todd. Thank you, Walt.
Thank you. Tess said Oklahoma defense may be better than Georgia's. I don't think Bama Lama has a chance in that game either. The only thing that concerns me with that one is Oklahoma's offense, which I think is sort of miserable too. So I don't know about that one, but yeah, it's just an embarrassment. Texter said, what is this? What we do know is Notre Dame would beat either Alabama or Oklahoma. They would. They would beat either of those teams. Without question, they would. Look, you know, listen, and the comparison, the obvious comparison between Notre Dame and Alabama is stark. You know what that comparison is? The comparison is Notre Dame is going to have a guy who's likely going to be at the Heisman presentation and Jeremiah Love, who's going to be the first running back taken in the NFL draft, all right? They have an elite run game. Whatever you want to believe about Notre Dame, they have the best run game in America. Alabama has no run game whatsoever. None. So how about that contrast? How about the contrast of one team that has the best run game in America and has gotten better all year long versus a team that has no run game at all and just ran for -3 yards in the SEC championship game? Which team do you think is better? Huh? Which team do you think would have given Georgia more problems? In fact, which team beat Georgia last year in the playoff? I don't know. Of course, Alabama can point to wins over Georgia, too. So there's that. On the Notre Dame front, all right, listen, Notre Dame got screwed any way you look at it. All right, they were lied to all year. They were led to believe a certain thing, and then at the end, they fudged it all to change it all around. Notre Dame not only didn't do anything to lose their position as they played each week, they certainly enhanced their position. Meanwhile, if anything, Miami's position grew softer with SMU losing to Cal at the end of the year. But Notre Dame was led to believe they were in this thing all along, and they should have been in it. Obviously, over Alabama. I'm not even buying the Notre Dame-Miami comparison. I don't care. It's Alabama who shouldn't have been in. And so I think when you look at that situation, Notre Dame has a right to feel indignant because they were basically lied to all season. And so I understand their position, and I was supportive of their position until Mr. Bavakwa started opening his mouth. When Bavakwa started talking, I think whatever goodwill Notre Dame had, and they certainly had a lot, the whole nation, listen, these people associated with the committee, with ESPN, they can say whatever they want, all right? The whole nation, other than Tuscaloosa, Alabama, knows that Notre Dame is better than Alabama. Whole nation knows it. There's like universal support and universal disdain for a committee that told Notre Dame one thing all year and then with no games being played, found a way to swap things around at the end with some ridiculous notion of being shoulder to shoulder. Just an absurd notion. And again, that's what Reese Davis kept going after Hunter Yurecek about. And so Notre Dame and all this goodwill and all this support nationally, and people felt sorry for them. And then they did these things. They, when they found out that they were going to learn a life lesson and be disappointed, they immediately said, well, we're not playing in a bowl game. I think that's juvenile. I think it's short-sighted to the seniors who are not going to be playing in the National Football League in their last chance to play a game. I think it's the wrong message to send to young men. I think there's no part of that that sounds like who and what Notre Dame is supposed to stand for. You counter that with what happened with Vanderbilt. Now, some will say, well, Vanderbilt wasn't in the exact same position. Maybe not. And maybe had they been, maybe they would have reacted differently. But Clark Lee and Vanderbilt handled their situation with nothing but the utmost class. And I have nothing but respect and admiration for the way he handled that situation. He has a team that's very disappointed, too, and has a similar type of resume, regardless of where they were placed by the committee, a similar type of resume. But in an interview with Dan Patrick, this is what Notre Dame athletic director Pete Bavakwa had to say about their situation.
What role did the ACC play in any of this, in your opinion?
Well, I would tell you, I mean, again, I have tremendous respect for Miami. You know, great team, great school. Their athletic director, Dan Radakovich, is a good friend. And all the teams in the ACC, great, wonderful universities. We have no gripes about any of the schools in the ACC. But we were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest, really, business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
What do you mean?
Just we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And, you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future. And people might disagree with us, but that's just not something that we'd be comfortable with. And again, we have no problem with any of these teams. These are all great teams. You know, you look at those teams, Miami, like I said, great season. They beat us.
All right,
you think
stop.
About Alabama, nobody's had more success.
I have heard some ridiculous things in my life, but that is one of the most ridiculous responses I have ever heard from anybody at any level in any realm of athleticism. I'm sorry. Let me explain something to you, Mr. Bavakwa. You don't play football in the ACC. That's your choice. You made that decision. We're their most valuable business partner. You're not really a partner at all in football. Here's what you are. You get the benefit of betting the wife without putting a ring on her finger. That's who you are. When you are desperate and you didn't have games and you didn't have answers or anybody to turn to, you turn to this league, and this league gave you things they never should have given you. It was a poor negotiation. Terrible. Should have read The Art of the Deal. Never would have given you the things that this league gave you. This league basically saved your A by providing you football games that you desperately needed. How quick they forget. How quickly they forget, I should say. That's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable level of a complete lack of comprehension. And really, what's remarkable about it all is that the ACC has bent over backwards to accommodate you in every way. The ACC has been like your sex slave. They've bent over backwards for you in every conceivable possible way. They gave you the things you needed. They threw you a lifeline. And you don't like it because they supported their team? Listen, genius, Miami's in the ACC. Miami actually did the thing you didn't do. If you had wanted league support from the ACC, then perhaps you should have joined. Because had you joined, you would have had the full-fledged support of the ACC. But you didn't. How on earth is that on the ACC? The mistake the ACC made was negotiating with you people to begin with. They should have let me conduct that negotiation. I promise you, you never would have received those games. You would have signed on the dotted line to receive those games. Otherwise, you could kick rocks. The ACC bent over backwards to serve you. And it's actually you, because you act like a spoiled brat. Yeah, you're a real... This is... Boy, man, I'll tell you. Every time I think I see something in this world, in this sports world, that's more inane than I've seen previously, along comes AD Pete Bavakwa. Dude, you are an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment to Notre Dame, an embarrassment to the position, an embarrassment to the history, and you act like a spoiled brat. You act like a 10-year-old. And the blaming the ACC for, again, what amounts to supporting and making Miami arguments, which is what they have to do, because Miami is actually in their league, in football. You chose not to be in their league in football. So I'm sorry. So what did you expect? You expected them to support you over Miami? Listen, Bavakwa, even you can get this. Miami's actually in the league for football, not tiddlywinks. You aren't. And the ACC desperately wanted you to be. So desperate, in fact, was this league that they bent over backwards and gave you everything you could possibly want. And now you have the nerve to publicly attack the ACC? You are a bunch of ungrateful bastards. Quick break.
Our great partners at Whataburger are fixing to open a new location, and they're pulling out all the stops with their brand new store on Woodruff Road right in front of Target. Join Facts on Sports Live as John Hite and I take the show on the road Wednesday, December 10th from 9 a.m. until noon. We'll have station swag along with a special menu offering from our friends at Whataburger. They've taken the Carolinas by storm, and now they're opening a new location, Whataburger, in front of Target on Woodruff Road. Don't miss it on Wednesday, December 10th.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
When your motors stop, your production does too. That's why companies like EMCOR rely on Industrial Motor Service.
Excellent customer service and highly knowledgeable staff. Taylor and the team are extremely quick to respond with solutions. I highly recommend Industrial Motor Service for all your motor needs.
When your business depends on reliable motors and fast repairs, count on the team trusted by industry pros for decades, Industrial Motor Service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com to learn more. Industrial Motor Service. Keeping your business moving.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options? No worries. That is where Greer Flooring Center and our consultants can help you. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, engineered hardwood, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space for you. Remember, you'll always find a knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Visit us at GreerFlooringCenter.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous 5-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
Hello, Medicare recipients and Roar listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Are you turning 65 soon? We can help. Have you reached your 25th month on Social Security disability and receive notice your Medicare will begin soon. We can help. You have both Medicare and Medicaid, or low-income subsidy, and have just been notified that your status has changed. We can help. Have you recently moved or will be moving soon out of your Medicare service area? We can help. You have a chronic condition of the heart and/or diabetes? We can help. If any of these apply to your current circumstances, please give me a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will help you with your issue.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America N.A. in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Awards reserved.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip to the Red Range. Texas says, Walt, who even said the things he's talking about? I never heard Philip say anything. You know, I was wondering that too. I never heard Philip say anything either. I don't know if social media said something. I have no idea. I don't care. But you're 100% right, Texter, 637, because I wondered that exact thing. I didn't hear Jim Phillips say anything that was derogatory about Notre Dame. I didn't hear Phillips in any way speak in derogatory fashion towards their business partner. I just didn't. Now, again, did someone say something or write something? I don't know. All I know is that Notre Dame acted in an incredibly juvenile fashion after they had the disappointment. Tess said, Piedmont boys, 100%. Absolutely, absolutely incredible. Tess said, get him, Walt. That's from Jeb. I got a lot of that. Thank you. Tiger Harley says, you preached that the opportunity to make Notre Dame sign on the line was there, but the ACC just pandered to them. That's Tiger Harley. Right. There was a chance. There was never a better chance than then to make Notre Dame sign the dotted line. That was the time that you had some power over them for the first time, and you had an opportunity, but you were terrible negotiators, and you let that opportunity wane. You let it pass. And you gave them everything they wanted, so they didn't need to marry you anymore. You gave them everything that they sought. They basically used you, is what they did. They used you, and now this idiot has the nerve, Bavacqua, to come out and say the things he did, again, acting like the ultimate juvenile and handling disappointment in that manner. We get the disappointment. We get it. We get it. We felt for you. The world felt for you. We were with you in your disappointment. We knew that you got jobbed. Guess what? That happens in life sometimes. It happens in life. And it doesn't normally happen to you. You people live a holier-than-thou existence, and it almost never happens to you. Because from the inception of the BCS, the world has kowtowed and bowed to your greatness and given you special citizen status the entire time. So you have had it your way all along. So for once, it didn't go your way. And when it didn't go your way for once, this is how you react. Somebody, I thought I saw something here about, maybe this is it. Why should Notre Dame play a meaningless game that a lot of the players would opt out of? We've already seen a coach opt out of the playoffs. Because it's not meaningless. It's not meaningless to a lot of those kids. And when cooler heads prevail and this thing calms down in a week, all the guys who are not going to the NFL, which is most of them, are going to wish that they played one more games with their buddies, because that's what the bowl game experience is. And as somebody who watches every bowl game, I can tell you they're all meaningful. None of them are meaningless. They're all meaningful. That's why most teams are still going to participate in them, because it's one more chance to play one more game. And for a lot of these kids, it's their last game before they go on to be lawyers and doctors and such. Whatever they do in life. It's a last chance. It's a last chance. A last chance to make some memories. It's a last chance. And the whole thing was handled poorly. The entire thing. Again, bitterly disappointing, I understand. It was disappointing for Vanderbilt. And yet, Clark Lee handled it with the absolute utmost class. And Notre Dame, you should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed the way you handled it. You should be embarrassed for the fact you're not going to a bowl game. And mostly, you should be embarrassed for the ridiculous things that came out of Pete Bavakwa's mouth the other day. And I'm going to imagine that Bavakwa will not be chosen as a public spokesperson for Notre Dame anymore. I won't be answering any more questions based on that. Because, again, I've never seen, other than Lane Kiffin, and maybe Deshaun Watson, I've never seen someone take goodwill and spin it negatively in such a dramatic fashion. I'm coming to you, Butch and Chad, on the phone lines. Ramona, I want to hear Mr. Bavakwa's words one more time, only because they're so friggin' unbelievable that it's like you hear them and you think, this clown show didn't actually say that, did he? Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
You mean start it over?
I wanted to start it from where we started from before.
Okay.
What role did the ACC play in any of this, in your opinion?
Well, I would tell you, I mean, again, I have tremendous respect for Miami. You know, great team, great school. Their athletic director, Dan Radakovich, is a good friend. And all the teams in the ACC, great, wonderful universities. We have no gripes about any of the schools in the ACC. But we were mystified by the actions of the conference to attack, you know, their biggest, really, business partner in football and a member of their conference in 24 of our other sports. And I would tell you, Dan, I wouldn't be honest with you if I didn't say that they have certainly done permanent damage to the relationship between the conference and Notre Dame.
What do you mean?
Just we didn't appreciate the fact that we were singled out repeatedly and compared to Miami. Not by Miami. Miami has every right to do that. But it raised a lot of eyebrows here that the conference was taking shots at us. And, you know, that's just not something we chose to do. We wouldn't choose to do that in the future. And people might disagree with us, but that's just not something that we'd be comfortable with. And again, we have no problem with any of these teams. These are all great teams. Now you look at those teams, Miami, like I said, great season.
The ACC has done permanent damage to the relationship with Notre Dame. The ACC. I'll tell you, man, it would be awesome to just kick them out completely. Go find some other partner. Go find some other business partner. I mean, he actually categorized it as their biggest business partner in football. No, no, my man, the biggest business partners are the teams that are actually playing football in the league. I have heard some ridiculous things. And again, I don't know what exactly his little rant even pertains to. I think it's a lot of fantasy stuff. But somebody show me what the ACC did to poor Notre Dame. Somebody show me that. Again, the ACC's obligation is to support their member institutions in football. That's what they were doing. And if they did that, then more power to them. It's what they should do. That was the cry from the lament from most people that was Jim Phillips was not doing enough to make the ACC's case. Well, that's his job. His job is not to support you in football. You're not a member institution in football. I don't know how that's lost on you, Bavakwa, but apparently it is. You know, again, should be smart guy. I'm sure he is a smart guy, but he sounded like an absolute blubbering idiot. Chad in Anderson. Chad, how are you, Chad?
Well, good, Walt. How are you today?
Good, Chad. Thank you for getting in.
Good. Yeah, appreciate you getting the call. I just the first time I've heard. I just joined you a few minutes ago. Yeah. It's the first time I've heard those comments. I was going to comment on something else, but let me speak on that for just a second. Yeah. I think that Notre Dame feels like, and I think a lot of people would agree with me, that they're doing the ACC a favor by playing in all the other sports. And that's just kind of how they feel about everyone else. And that's just the take I get from it is they just feel like they're doing us a favor by even being.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. So, they feel that they view themselves as superior. And you know what? And maybe in some ways they are. You know, but again, the fact that they treat people like that. I mean, maybe Bavakwa would have been well advised to keep in mind that. The ACC is the business partner that gave them everything. Maybe he should have been well advised to consider that before he made the public comments that he did.
Right.
Regrets by now. I would not be surprised if there's some statement by him and Notre Dame in the subsequent days that says that that they should have cooled down and maybe not said the things they said publicly.
Right, so that kind of ties into what I was going to bring up with you. And did you watch the entire show, selection show yesterday, to the entirety? Because the last minute of it was the most interesting part, I thought.
I watched, you know, Chad, I don't know. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't, based on what you're saying. I don't know. What was it?
Reese Davis asked a question as they were having to go off air of the, I think it was the committee chair that he was speaking to and interviewing. And he saved this question for last, and I'm pretty sure he did it on purpose because they had to cut and didn't want to let this question linger too long. But let me I'm gonna ask you a question, and I'm going to tell you the question he asked.
Okay.
Had Virginia won Saturday night, does UVA and Miami get in the playoffs?
No. I wrote this on Twitter Saturday afternoon because I watched Davis. When I watched Davis press Juracek, early on at the start of the show about the Notre Dame Miami switch, I wrote on Twitter then that very thing. That was my own notion at that point. I hadn't heard anybody else express that. And I said that, look, the reality is, had Virginia won, Notre Dame was in. I really believe that. I 100% believe it. There's no way they were letting two ACC teams in. And had Virginia won, Notre Dame would have been in. When Virginia lost, that canceled the ticket for Notre Dame.
So Reese Davis's last question in the final minutes of that show was to the chair was, did Duke winning have any bearing on Miami making the playoffs? And, of course, he sat there and said no.
Yeah, of course he did.
But if you think it through, there's no way. I'm agreeing with you. There's no way that both of those teams are in.
Yeah,
they flipped
them
for politics. They took care of the ACC, and that's basically, I mean, what they did.
Yeah, I'm trying to look back right now and see what time I posted that, but it was way prior to any of that. It was my own notion at the time, and I came back later and I actually said I basically doubled down on that because I'm 100% sure that's the case. There's no way in this year for the ACC. There's just no way they were going to allow two ACC teams in. They can say whatever they want. I don't believe a word they say. It just was not going to happen. So the expectation was obviously that Virginia was going to win that game, and I think then they would have kept it the status quo. I think they played it right down the middle, and they waited to see what happened in that game. And when Virginia suffered the surprising defeat, I think that's what opened the door for Miami to get in, because Miami is also a business partner of the ACC is also a business partner of ESPN, and I don't think they were going to let the league get shut out. So I think the question was get shut out or put two in, and I don't think they were doing either one of those things.
Right. And one other thing, and I'll take this off the air, the matchups. Tulane, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Alabama, would you like to see them finagle the rankings a little bit and give us some different matchups in round one? And thanks for taking the call,
yeah,
Walt.
Yeah, thank you, Chad. It's a good job. I'll address that on the other side, because I got to get to the matchups anyway and the games that were played. We haven't, so far, it's just been an hour and 40 minutes worth of ranting. Rage against the machine, but we need to get to some of the X and O elements of it as well. Butch, I know you've been hanging on forever, Butch. Hang on one more minute. I promise I'll get to you as soon as we come back. Quick break.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Embrace the horizon at Longview, Carolina, your private agri-hood in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Home sites average over an acre, giving you the opportunity to own a piece of your very own mountain. With 50-mile panoramic views, a stone's throw from Easley, and a short drive from Clemson and Greenville, Longview, Carolina is your gateway to resilient living. Explore a life unbound. Visit longviewcarolina.com for your personal tour. Longview, Carolina, worlds apart, minutes away.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at vermeer.com/dig.
Did you know that up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If water, moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be damaging your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic Upstate, locally owned by a Clemson Engineering alum, offers honest, certified evaluations that you can trust. Schedule your free inspection today. No gimmicks, no upselling, just clear answers and long-lasting repairs from a team of fellow Tigers at Crawl Space Medic Upstate.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176 or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we are back. Notre Dame is mad at us, Ramona. Oh, God, no. Notre Dame is mad at us. What are you going to do? Take your ball and go home? What are you going to do? Not play football in the league anymore? You know, what's your threat, Notre Dame? What's your threat now? What's your game, Notre Dame? Let's negotiate, Notre Dame. Let's negotiate. What's your threat? What are you going to take your football and go home? Oh, that's right. You don't play in our league. You play games against our teams, but you don't play in our league. Oh, Lord. Butch, how are you, Butch? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt, man. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you for hanging in, Butch. I know it's been a bit of a time there.
Hey, no, actually, my phone had enough with y'all talking about that dude. I lost service network connection. And my phone, while I was on hold, said, "Nah, we're not listening about this crap because we've been listening all day." So I had to reset my phone and call back in. But, hey, you know what I think, Walt? I think old Mike Leach needs to come back from the grave and lock old Kirk Herb Street, sorry, up in the closet one time.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just I just think it's sad what has become of Herb Street. I really do. I just think it's sad. It's just,
well, you knew he was sorry back when he have something to do with Mike Leach getting fired from Texas Tech?
I don't.
Me and you was grapping about last.
I don't specifically remember his involvement in that. I just think he's become a complete shill. And I think it's been obvious, a complete shill for the SEC in all things. And it's disappointing because he was actually one of the analysts that I think people used to trust. Trusted his judgment.
Never liked him.
Well, you know, there was a time that I thought he was pretty good. I mean, I thought from an analysis standpoint, I thought he did a pretty good job. But to my way of viewing things, he sold out long ago.
I do like the fact that you like my man Booger McFarland, though. I'm glad you like him.
I think he's a little funny. I think he's got a sense of humor.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, I think he's got a sense of humor, and he'll also say some things that nobody else there is willing to say. And he's also willing to take a bit of a stand against some things that he thinks are injustice. That's despite the fact he played in that league.
Right. I still don't understand how Notre Dame got over on the ACC the way they did. I thought they were a hazy team. I didn't know. I wasn't sure if they went full on or if they were still hazies in the league. What are they, like hazies independent, hazies ACC?
Yeah, well, they're in the league in a bunch of other sports, but just not football. They benefit from ACC teams in football, where they load their schedule with ACC teams. And when they needed games back at COVID, the ACC saved their A by providing them games.
Right, right. Did that thing. Yeah. See,
and
I,
that's
I
the gratefulness you got.
Full on or not.
Right, and that's the gratefulness you got from this loser, Bavakwa.
Hey, and I got one more argument for you about Alabama.
Yeah.
Was the embarrassment that South Carolina came remotely close to beating them? Was
you
that
won.
Not enough for Herb Street?
Right, right. Okay. I mean, it's a part of the whole second half of Alabama's season where they haven't been impressive against anybody, but that didn't matter. Because, again, we could look back.
To say that.
Yeah. 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 You guys should have beaten them. You guys should have beaten them.
Hey.
If it wasn't for that fumble, you probably would have. Yeah.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, bro. Yep. Maybe next year, huh?
Yep. Just the fact that you were in the game. Just the fact that you were in the game. I mean, look, honestly, Clemson beat you way worse than Alabama beat you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, weren't we like negative rushing yardage against Clemson?
Right.
That's what I thought. We were negative yards, and we were positive yards on Alabama.
Yeah, exactly right. Thank you, Butch. Good talking to you. Yeah, look, Clemson beat South Carolina way worse than Alabama beat South Carolina. Alabama was impressive in the second half of the year against nobody. Against nobody. The last offensive output they had was against Tennessee that I can remember. And that was like six games ago. And since then, the most points they scored in any game was 29. The offense has looked inept. It is inept. And it helped to make Georgia look better than Georgia is on Saturday. There's no question about it. So, yeah, all those things are true. We need to take care of some business. We're way behind. We'll catch up on some things, and we'll continue to have these conversations throughout the day. We're gonna turn our attention to some of the actual games, and before we even get to what the committee did and where they placed teams, et cetera, because I do want to talk about those elements. Before we do that, I want to talk about the games themselves, the games that were played that led to some of these results, whether directly or indirectly. Before I do any of that, let me tell you about the let me tell you about my friend Nick Lavery and the Nick Lavery Law Office. 1011 Tiger Boulevard, Suite 500, behind Mellow Mushroom and Clemson. Do you need someone who knows the law and will be on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the help you deserve. His office, as I said, 1011 Tiger Boulevard, behind Mellow Mushroom. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 25 years. His areas of practice include DUI. He's been charged with DUI. It's a devastating event, can disrupt your entire life. Doesn't mean you're guilty. It means you're going to have to go to court and face the charges. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. You've been involved in any sort of accident. Personal experience, I'm telling you what you ought to do. You get involved in an accident in which you are injured, first get the medical help you need. Then, as soon as possible, call Nick Lavery and let Nick Lavery guide you through the process. Don't sign anything. Don't commit to anything. Don't answer any insurance company questions until you speak to Nick Lavery. Wrongful death. If your family's faced the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. Look, if your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery will make sure you get it. And finally, parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. It doesn't make them bad kids. It makes them a kid. Call Nick Lavery. He and his team will help you with all the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future, whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, fake ID. Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680, 864-654-3680, or visit online nicklaverylaw.com, nicklaverylaw.com. I promise you will 100% thank me later. And by the way, we talk about great human beings, and people you want to do business with, that's Nick Lavery as well. Every year he donates massively to Tigers for Tatas. He provides us with sports memorabilia, which I auction for big dollars. And so that's the kind of person you're talking about. Speaking of which, let me also tell you about Jake Wilson and Iron Drive. Same deal. Jake donated a double garage floor coating, which I auctioned for $2,500. In the Tigers for Tatas campaign. Again, the kind of people you want to do business with. But like Nick Lavery, if they weren't great at what they do, you still couldn't. The good news for you is they're the best. You're working with a locally family-owned company in business 15 years. Iron Drive has the most five-star Google reviews in their industry, not the eighth most, not the fourth most, the most. Why? Two reasons. The people and the quality of the equipment. It turns out, not so surprisingly so, that the quality of any floor coating job, the longevity, is directly related to the quality of the equipment that lays it down. You don't get the dust, it's much longer lived. 12 in-stock color options, limitless custom colors. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate to schedule their services. Decorative epoxy coating installation. Why epoxy? It's the only thing that lasts in the humidity of South Carolina. They've installed over 1 million square feet in the 15 years they've been in business. Go to their website to see their incredible gallery of finished jobs. Treat your garage floor, your mechanical room, your patio the same way they would cover in your bedroom, kitchen, or den floors. They've done jobs all over the upstate, including most likely the neighborhood you live in. They also do commercial installation. Go to irondrivegaragefloors.com for a free estimate and schedule their services. When you talk to them, tell them I say it's how it works. Lifetime adhesion warranty guaranteed as long as you own your home. As long as you own your own home, that's, again, an incredible luxury of the whole situation. Trust me, Iron Drive, they're the absolute best. Speaking of the absolute best, we obviously had a bunch of big games. At least we thought they were all big games. We later learned that the SEC championship game was a meaningless game and that Alabama could lose in any way humanly possible, and it just didn't matter. And they would get a mulligan for it, as they once again did. But in terms of the slate of games, look, everyone knew that the marquee game was the Big Ten game. Now, I was kidding Kwok before the show, because Kwok opened up, you know, talked about Indiana in an excited fashion. I said, but you didn't take them. You didn't pick your own team. And that was one thing we had right. I did take Indiana. I thought Indiana would beat Ohio State. I thought it would be close. But I thought Indiana, and what I tracked back to for me was the second half of the game at Oregon, at Autzen, which I've explained. I thought that was the best half of football I saw any team play all year. And that's the half that made me think that they can beat Ohio State. Until I had seen that half, I would have said no. But when I watched the second half of the Oregon game, where you're playing in an incredibly hostile environment, where really the whole world's against you, and you're playing a quarterback who might be the first quarterback taken in the draft, and if not the first, he'll be the second, loaded wide receivers, talented running backs, awesome offensive line, tremendous defense in their building. And in the second half of that game, you hold them to 40 or 45 yards total, whatever it was. And it was the most synchronized defensive performance I saw all year. The linebackers in their zone coverage and keeping three linebackers on the field, I was just insanely impressed with Indiana in the second half of that game. And I was insanely impressed with Indiana against Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. I thought we had a game that we knew would be low scoring. I think everybody knew that. I just think most people thought that Ohio State was just going to outclass Indiana, and they didn't. And they can't, because Indiana is of that class. You know, I wrote something on Twitter, and I don't know if I can find it now, but I wrote something about the whole world knew who Ohio State was as an unbeaten football team. I said the world is finding out tonight who Indiana is. And I think that was the case. I heard people like Joey Galloway multiple times, hours apart, say that he had no idea Indiana's defense was that good. I'm just not sure what you're watching all year as an analyst that would have eluded you. It seems like it makes it sound like you didn't watch Indiana and Oregon and that type of thing, because if you had, you would have known then. But regardless, I think the nation still didn't believe fully. Despite the fact Indiana won at Oregon, I think the nation felt like Ohio State was still a different level team and that Indiana still didn't belong. Well, Indiana proved that they absolutely proved that they belong in that contest. And you know what? Ohio State did too. I mean, honestly, that game was everything it was built up to be. You know, I really started building that game up late in the week because I thought it just wasn't getting the attention. I couldn't decide if it was because people just still didn't quite believe in Indiana and they were thinking that it was one-sided or that it just wasn't an SEC championship game. But it was clear that these were the best teams, certainly two of the three best teams. It was clear to me and both these teams were unbeaten, and I thought we were headed for a true classic football game, and that game delivered. It was, you know, it's funny because if you came looking for all the high-flying offense, which those two teams are both capable of producing, and which two teams have produced all year, you were not going to get it in that game against those two defenses. And so in a way, it was a little bit of a throwback game, dominated defensively, but it was just unbelievable. It was edge of your seat theater between two terrific football teams, two teams that were, you know, basically almost 100% equal, and one found a way to win. We'll talk about it on the aside.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For Christmas, treat her to a special day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's best spa 13 years in a row. The Lilia Day Spa staff can restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment.